This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States has retaliated with their strikes for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups against American personnel in the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the strikes targeted two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb says the strikes were not intended to influence the Israel-Hamas war.
In their minds, this is not intended to expand the war. It was narrowly tailored to defend U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria, the Pentagon says, and it has nothing to do with the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, with the defense secretary saying tonight that they do not want this to constitute a shift in the U.S. approach to the Israel-Hamas conflict. They urge all state and non-state actors in the region not to escalate this into a broader regional war.
That was VOA's Carla Babb reporting. In other news, the White House says Russia is executing its own soldiers for not following orders. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says not only are officers being executed, entire units have been threatened with death if they retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
And it's barbaric. But I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing.
The release of this intelligence comes as President Biden is pressing the Republican-led House for more funding for Ukraine. Kirby says Russia appears to be using human wave tactics.
Just throwing masses of these poorly trained soldiers right into the fight. No proper equipment, no leadership, no resourcing.
Kirby did not provide any details on how many Russian troops have been executed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian pilots have started F-16 training here in the U.S. with the Arizona Air National Guard, bringing Kyiv one step closer to acquiring the U.S.-made fighter jets that Ukraine says it needs to help defend its sovereign territory and citizens from Russian troops. The news comes as the United States announced on Thursday that it is providing up to $150 million in additional military aid for Ukraine. European Union leaders attending a summit Thursday called for pauses in Israeli bombing and Hamas rocket attacks to get humanitarian aid into Gaza. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said leaders of the Union's 27 nations expressed the gravest concern for the deteriorating humanitarian situation in Gaza.
Hamas has provoked a humanitarian crisis in Gaza. For the Commission, it's very important that we continue to intensify our efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The aid needs to reach Gaza unhindered and quickly.
A community in the southern region of the U.S. state of Maine remains under lockdown as the search continues for a U.S. Army reservist accused of gunning down 18 people and mass shootings at two locations Wednesday night. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Chaos and horror around Lewiston, Maine. The sound of first responders from Broadcastify after at least 18 people were killed by a gunman at a restaurant and pool hall and a bowling center where Patrick Poulin's son usually practices. But for some reason this Wednesday night, he didn't.
Possibly to be a life-saving situation.
Poulin's brother, though, witnessed the devastation.
He doesn't know how he's going to unsee some of the things that he saw.
The suspect, identified as weapons instructor and Army reservist Robert Card.
Considered armed and dangerous?
The Associated Press has learned from a government source Card had been hospitalized this summer after his commanders were concerned about his mental health while training at the West Point Academy in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is here in Washington for meetings with senior officials on bilateral and regional security issues ahead of a possible meeting between U.S.-China leaders next month. He is expected to meet separately Friday with President Joe Biden and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. As always, for details, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.